Grammar Girl here. This week we have a new guest writer, Rob Rinalda, who's going to help us look at something called a false series. You may ask, what the heck is that? Well, we'll find out in a moment. But first, this episode of Grammar Girl is sponsored by GoToMeeting. In today's world, customers and coworkers are often spread across the country or even around the globe. With GoToMeeting, you can quickly and affordably get people together for an online meeting at a moment's notice. Everyone attending simply logs on to GoToMeeting and they see whatever's on your desktop. Voice over IP and phone conferencing come with the package. All of this is only $49 per month, but as a Grammar Girl listener, you can try it free for 45 days. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free trial. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. A common problem in writing today is the false series. It happens when a writer combines three or more seemingly related elements in a series, but the syntax is wrong. When you get the sentence right, you're said to be using parallel construction. Huh? Okay, here's an example. Today, I'll tidy up the bedroom, the living room, and wallpaper the cat. Sounds like a series of three things to accomplish, and yet something's off. The construction doesn't quite work. It's as simple to detect as Sesame Street's one of these things is not like the other. Let's break it down and see how and why. In a series, we list three or more things that serve a common purpose within a sentence. I'm going to buy an anvil, a lava lamp, and 3 dozen kumquats. Each of the elements, despite being disparate items, performs the same function, that of the object of the verb form, will buy. I will buy an anvil, I will buy a lava lamp, and I will buy 3 dozen kumquats. You could bullet point them too if you choose. Similarly, in the sentence, a koala, a giraffe, and a llama walk into a bar, each of the three serves as the subject of the verb walk. The punchline, if you care, is the bartender says, "What? Is this a joke?" But we digress. In the original example, today I will tidy up the bedroom, the living room, and wallpaper the cat. Such is not the case. There's a disconnect. Today I will tidy up A, the bedroom, B, the living room, and C, wallpaper the cat. Today I will tidy up wallpaper the cat? Unless the cat's name is wallpaper and she needs some grooming, it doesn't work. Nor does the following. Today I will A, tidy up the bedroom, B, the living room, C, wallpaper the cat. In this case, you'd end up with the following. I will the living room. Wow, that feels kind of like hitting the floor, thinking there's one extra step as you descend a staircase. Not right. So here's this week's quick and dirty tip for handling a series, and it's a common theme when dealing with multiple elements. Break down the components and make sure they work individually before combining them. This is how the corrected sentence might read. Today, I will tidy up the bedroom, neaten the living room, and wallpaper the cat. Adding the verb neaten before the living room makes the construction parallel after the words I will. Every bit as clear and a bit more concise would be to eliminate the series altogether. Today, I will tidy up the bedroom and the living room and wallpaper the cat. The words the bedroom and the living room become the objects of the verb tidy, and then wallpaper becomes the second verb in the sentence, and cat is its object. Today, I will tidy up the bedroom and the living room and wallpaper the cat. Disclaimer. No cats were actually wallpapered during the making of this podcast. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, GoToMeeting. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free 45-day trial of their online conferencing service. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free 45-day trial. This podcast was written by Rob Rinalda, executive editor for Reagan Communications and Word Czar on Twitter. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. And I'm Grammar Girl on Twitter. That's all. Thanks for listening.